are you? Hey, I'm shaking hands with our next guest. I'm going to attempt to read the intro, too. Here we go.
Okay, go
in a world where rear headlines seem comical, media outlets like The Onion and The Daily Show make a real point through humor. Favorite of mine, once Jon Stewart said a new country was being formed to hate America because we'd run out of them, and the name of the country would be Iraqaria. Funny. There's a new website started by Barry Diller's IAC company and the Huffington Post entering into the fray. Instead of covering the news 24/7, it covers it 23/6.
Ish.
And that's the URL, 23236.com. It promises some of the news most of the time. That includes blogs, columns, and a section called Our Tiny, Tiny TV. Widely featured is a series of Swift Kids for Truth clips, a slap at both the Swift boat politics we saw in 04 and the current trend of using children to make political points. Swift Kids for Truth took on Senator Hillary Clinton this way.
Hillary Clinton disparaged the act of baking cookies.
I eat cookies all the time. My mom bakes cookies. Does baking cookies for me make my mom a bad person? Hillary Clinton thinks so.
Why put down cookies, then offer up a recipe for cookies?
It's just this great graphic.
That tiny child raises a good point, though.
Lori Kilmartin is a comedian and staff writer for 236.com. Thanks for coming in studio, Lori.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So I understand some people, they don't really understand that ad's a joke.
Yeah. There are people that have actually thought it was real and thought it was horrific that the Republicans were using children, you know, like they sunk to that level. And then there's people that think it's funny because they actually think they're going after the Democrats. So, but we don't care who laughs at it or who does or doesn't get it as long as you watch it.
So when you guys sit down for your meeting, you have a morning meeting,
right,
much like a lot of news organizations do. How do you decide what's good fodder and what's not?
We just pitch a bunch of ideas, and whatever seems doable in the next 3 hours, we start. It's really
that sounds
a
like
time
this show.
That sounds like the show. I think it's interesting about the site is there's the comedic part of it, and then there's always a link to the real story underneath.
Right.
Why is that?
We want you to know we're not making this stuff up, and if it's kind of like if you read our story and you think it's kind of interesting and you want the actual facts to double check our work, you can go to the New York Times link at the bottom. But it's all of our comedic takes are based on real stories.
How many people are on staff?
There's about 5 writers that are full time. We have a lot of freelance writers submitting things, and then there's freelance bloggers that do the room, which is the right half of the site, which is editorial and opinion op-ed type of pieces.
Now, are you guys comedy writers, or are you frustrated news people who couldn't take it anymore?
I'm a frustrated comic who can't take it anymore. I'm a frustrated American who can't take it anymore. Yeah, most of us we're comedy writers. I'm a comedian, and there's some other people that perform, and then there's some just pure writers also.
That's interesting that you said you're a frustrated comedian and you can't take it anymore. Is there a certain amount of do you get to exercise political demons?
Definitely. Yeah, it's, you know what, it's actually kind of hard to talk about that stuff on stage. I don't think audiences necessarily want to hear about politics on stage. They want to hear about your personal life and who you're dating and who you're not dating and all that stuff. And that can get kind of frustrating. So it's, you know, if you want to unleash on Hillary Clinton, it's easier to do on the web. People seem to want to read about that stuff.
I got to mention the presidential campaign is a godsend for you guys this year. Let's play this clip. It's a takeoff. It's like a NASCAR trucking ad.
This is great.
John Edwards Poverty Tour.
Yeah.
Listen.
The John Edwards Global Run America Poverty Tour, kicking off Monday, July 18th in New Orleans, and hitting some of the poorest places in America, like rural Appalachia, the Deep South, the Mississippi Delta, and the Rust Belt.
1,800 miles of deep, poverty.
The John Edwards Global Run America Poverty Tour, featuring photo ops with
the unemployed,
coal miners,
old folks, and black people.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only use the edge.
So it must be a great year for you guys.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a lot of fun.
All right. We're going to ask you to stick around for a minute.
Definitely.
Lori Kilmartin is a staff writer for the new website, 236.com. We'll dive in a little bit more, find out who their audience is and how they differ from The Onion and The Daily Show.
And after that, the comedy just keeps rolling on the BPP. Good for Jews. They're going to be here to enlighten us on Hanukkah. I just learned it's not called Chanukah. You learn something new every day living in New York.
I just learned that a second ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I get for growing up in Seattle.
That's why you listen to NPR, so we can learn you.
That's right.
Get smarter, as they say.
Smarter-er.
Smarter-er.
All coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, which is what this show is called. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart, and we are talking to Lori Kilmartin from 236.com, talking about how they take the news of the day, try to twist it around and make it satirical and funny. I think it's interesting, you actually have a poll question about Iran's nukes today.
Oh, yeah.
How do you take something that's sort of serious like that and try to find a punchline?
Well, sometimes it doesn't work, but
have you had those times when you're like, this is just not even funny?
Yeah, Pakistan is one of those things where you're like, oh, what do we do with this? It's always driving us crazy. But Iran's sort of like that country where they kind of, you know, they say there are no gays in their country and the Holocaust mm-hmm. never happened, and they pretended like they were making nukes, and now we find out they aren't. They kind of remind me of a country that was like a nerd in high school that always said he was doing the cheerleaders, and you're like, yeah. You don't even know a cheerleader.
Except
you're in the chess club.
His girlfriend was Canadian.
Yeah, right. You even spot Iran a girlfriend. That's nice.
Yeah, the poll question says, why has Iran been pretending it's making nukes? One, wants to be attacked so it can destroy Israel in, quote, self-defense. Mm-hmm. Iran just likes to pretend, like fantasizing about no homosexuals in their country. Or third, the ladies love it when Ahmadinejad asks, care to shield your eyes from the nuclear explosion in my pants?
Yeah, I think number three is the top option.
Top option. I think that is the one that got the biggest response.
Are you surprised at, like, before we started doing this show, I hadn't really worked on something that was had a large life on the internet. And the number of people that – this sounds like the oldest thing anyone's ever said. But the number of people that go on the internet every day and watch video clips and stuff totally blows me away.
Right, right.
Like maybe, you know, when you get hired to work on a website, you might have thought, oh, website, schmebsite. But does it kind of amaze you, the, like, traffic?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's stunning. Especially when we – HuffPo does a lot of – will link to us. And the traffic we get from a HuffPo link is unbelievable. I mean, they're very dedicated readers. But yeah, the video stuff is – it's crazy. Like, I don't watch that much video online, you know? But people do, and thank God they do.
The name of the site is 236.com. You can check it out. They've got links to other websites. Not the Bryant Park Project yet, but that's
are you serious?
A shameless
I'm on
request.
That at the morning meeting, which starts in 45 minutes.
All right, well, we'll let you go. Lori Kilmartin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now let's get a little news from our friend. News that is totally not made up. It's completely actually from reputed, is that even a word? From respectable sources.
Yeah.
And it's brought to us by Corva Coleman, who's with us now. Hi, Corva.